Quick commerce bites Eternal's Q1 profits.
AI startup Emma eyes 80 million funding round.
Paytm bets on a postpaid comeback.
Bengaluru to set up AI unit to modernize civic services.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's begin with Eternal, where revenue continued to grow, but rising competition has taken a toll on profits.
That's right. Eternal, formerly known as Zomato, reported a consolidated net profit of around 92 crore rupees for the June quarter, well below street estimates. But revenue came in at around 20,211 crore rupees ahead of expectation.
Now, founder Dipinder Goyal said the lower profit was a conscious choice, adding that the company continues to prioritize long-term market expansion over short-term margins.
Goyal also responded to the growing competition in food delivery, referring to newer low-cost offerings from rivals. He said they aren't creating a new use case. He argued that Blinkit's Bistro already addresses the same demand through faster food delivery.
This clearly shows that competition is intensifying across quick commerce as well. Zepto and Swiggy Instamart continue expanding, while Flipkart Minutes and Amazon Now are opening stores aggressively to gain market share.
Yes, let's take a look at Blinkit's numbers. They remained on the offensive. The platform processed about 331 million orders during the quarter, averaging more than 36 lakh deliveries a day, which is an 87% increase from a year ago.
It also added 200 new dark stores, taking its network to more than 2,400 stores across 300 cities. Blinkit also plans to expand its premium grocery offering under Blinkit Gourmet, taking on rivals including Zepto Select and First Club. Next up, another big funding round could be taking shape in enterprise AI.
That's right. Money Control has learned from its sources that AI startup Emma has begun talks to raise around about $80 million from Creages and existing investors.
Now, if the round goes through, the company could be valued at around $800 million, roughly 2 to 3 times higher than its previous valuation.
Emma, or EMA, which is short for Enterprise Mission Assistant, was founded in 2023 by former executives from Coinbase, Google, Flipkart, and Okta. The company builds AI assistants for enterprise customers and operates from both US and India.
Its backers include Prosus, Accel, Wipro, S32, and Frontier Ventures, while angel investors include Sheryl Sandberg, Jerry Yang, and Dustin Moskowitz.
Interestingly, this would also become Creages' second major AI investment in just a week. Last week, the firm led the $130 million funding round in AI startup Emergent, which Money Control, of course, had first reported earlier this year.
Now, moving on, Paytm is bringing back one of its oldest lending products, but with a new approach.
Yes, the company says adoption of Paytm Postpaid is now growing twice as fast as before. The difference this time is that the product now runs through the UPI credit line framework and is offered entirely by partner banks.
During the earnings call, Group CFO Madhur Deora said it took 5 years for Postpaid to reach a loan book of around 9,000 crore the first time. Now the company says it's doubling that pace.
Yes, Paytm Postpaid had a difficult phase in late 2023 after the RBI asked lenders to slow unsecured lending, leading to the product being scaled back.
Today, the business looks very different. Large ticket personal loans and merchant loans now account for the bulk of Paytm's lending business, while Postpaid has returned as a smaller part of the overall portfolio.
Yes, if you look at the numbers, financial services continue to grow strongly. The segment expanded 45% in June quarter, comfortably outpacing Paytm's overall revenue growth.
On to our last story, Bengaluru Civic Administration is looking to put AI at the center of governance.
Yes, the Greater Bengaluru Authority, or GBA, plans to set up a dedicated AI unit to develop AI-powered digital governance systems and improve the delivery of civic services.
Now, the authority has invited BITS to appoint a consultant-cum-director who will establish and lead the new AI unit within its IT department.
Officials also told Money Control that one of the biggest goals is to connect government databases that currently operate separately. That includes e-Khata, property tax, trade license, and town planning records.
The idea is to create a single digital identity for both citizens and properties. This could reduce repeated paperwork and verification for services such as property tax payments, e-khata, and building plan approvals.
Yes, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. bringing you everything you need to know about the world of tech and startups minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.